This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. Name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our taglines, we try to help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and reduce your risk. We've been serving between my daughter and myself, Sherry Marini, who's a certified estate planner. I'm a master certified estate planner. Between myself and her, I'd say over 70 years. 70 years. We primarily work with pre-retirees and retirees. However, we do work with some folks from referrals and introductions that are much younger. So let me give you some contact information, and then I'm going to tell you what we're going to be talking about. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Harmon Heights, PA, zip code 16148. We take phone calls. If you want to have a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call, I'll give you the phone number in a minute. Or if you want to come in for a complimentary consultation, we have many people from Ohio. In fact, I think we may even have more people from Ohio than PA. We're now starting to branch out. We even have some people from other states. So if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call to learn more about what we do, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, or set up a complimentary or come in for a complimentary consultation, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or visit us at our website. We have three of them, leaveaLegacy.com, leaveaLegacy.com. I'll repeat these several times throughout the show. InnovationTaxService.com, InnovationTaxService.com. We're still doing taxes. You have till May 17th, and you got to file an extension, which is good till October 15th. So if you haven't got your taxes done, give us a call. Again, 800-264-4963. And our third website, if you really have a lot of money and are paying a lot of taxes, especially we'll talk about JB, Joey Biden, speech. How many people actually watched his speech Wednesday night? I'm recording this actually. It's Thursday night, but just ticked over until the morning of Friday. So I did watch the entire speech, and I didn't fall asleep. So we'll talk about that, what he actually said, and what he actually meant. So, you know, Joey, of course, he's just reading. I'm not sure if he knew exactly what he was reading, but we'll talk about that in a minute. So, again, that toll-free number, if you'd like to set up a call, is 800-264-4963. So Thursday, which was April the 29th, 2021, you're listening to this on Saturday morning from 11 to 12 on WPIC 790 AM. The U.S. economy, which we've been talking about, that was prognosticated. It grew at 6.4%. So that's great news. We were expecting it. Gross domestic product, the broadest measure of economic performance, that's all goods and services, an annual rate during the first quarter to an advanced estimate released Thursday by Commerce Department, outpacing a 6.1% growth than analysts were expecting. So that was 3/10 even better. The initial reading shows an improvement from the final quarter of last year when the economy grew at 4.3% annualized. And then the S&P did hit a record. Now, folks, we're going to be talking about the market in probably the next segment. So here's the question. The market's been filtering like consolidating. Now, when things start to consolidate, here's the question. Is the market ready for a breakout? Because you know what they say in May, go away. Or, like one gentleman that I'm talking about, he thinks it's consolidated, it's going to break down in huge. I happen to Tennessee to favor the first one as a breakaway with Zacks. But, again, it all depends on the individual. How much money can you afford to lose if I'm wrong or Zacks is wrong and this other guy is wrong? He's talking about a hefty drop. And then, of course, Harry Dent, he's another doomsayer. Of course, he's been projecting that for quite some time, and he's been moving the goalpost down the road. He's also talking about May is coming down. So what do you think? The consolidation is going to go for the upside and start to make a lot of new hires, or are we going to drop? So the question is, ask yourself, how much can you afford to lose? No one wants to lose anything. How much can you afford? So we'll talk about the different colors of money. We'll talk about some other things which are going on. Earnings, for the most part, have been setting some great records. So what say you? I'd be interested in hearing your comments. So let me ask you a question. Whatever happened to the dollar movies? No matter what your age, this point's pretty easy to play. Remember when they were dollar. I can remember when they were much, much lower than that. If you're in your 40s, you remember when you could get an entire large jar of Skippy peanut butter for only a dollar. Today, that same jar of peanut butter at Walmart. You ready for this, folks? $5.58. If you're in your 50s, you probably remember when you could run to the grocery store and pick up 5 boxes of Kraft mac and cheese for only a dollar. Today, that same 5-pack might run approximately $4.99. If you were born in the 60s, then you or your parents could swing by McDonald's and grab a Big Mac for only 45 cents. Now that famous McDonald's sandwich will set you back $4.99. And then, of course, he doesn't go for people like me, which are a lot older than the people in the 60s. So the question becomes, are we seeing such a decrease in purchasing power for the dollar? Are we? In 1913, the Federal Reserve Act was passed, which gave the Federal Reserve the ability to manage the money supply to maintain and ensure economic stability in the nation. Back in 1913, you could get 30 Hershey bars for the cost of, ready for this, 30 for a dollar. During the Great Depression, the U.S. economy experienced deflation, which actually increased the purchasing power of the dollar. In 1944, the Fed fixed the U.S. dollar to gold at the rate of $35 an ounce, and the dollar became the world's reserve currency under the Bretton Woods Agreement. However, in World War II, it took its toll on the U.S. economy, and the Fed began increasing the monetary supply in the U.S. to help offset the debts incurred during the war. In the following years, the same problem occurred as the U.S. entered the Korean War and the Vietnam War. In the 1960s, there were so many dollars in circulation, they were no longer able to back the dollars by physical gold. As a result, in 1971, I started this business in 1970, so I remember this very well, President Nixon moved the dollar away from the gold standard, allowing it to become a floating, yes, floating currency. This means that there was no longer a limit to the amount of currency that could be introduced to the monetary system. Think of it another way. Our country transitioned from spending a debit card to a credit card. We no longer have to worry about what's actually in the bank to spend. If you examine the effects of leaving the gold standard, you can see in the past 20 years, the money supply being circulated has increased from 4.6 trillion in 2000. Do you ready for this number? To 19.5 trillion, four times that amount earlier in 2020. So just in 20 short years. An increase of that amount is completely unprecedented in this country. In fact, the COVID-19 pandemic of 2020 was responsible for the creation of 20% of today's monetary supply, a total of $3.4 trillion. Unfortunately, outcry of widespread increase in the monetary supply can be catastrophic for an economy. If you look at the policies of nations like Venezuela, you can see that unfettered economic stimulus can have devastating consequences on inflation and the economy at large. Long term, the economy can't entertain such a widespread increase in the monetary supply and not encounter a significant inflationary consequence in the future. As investors, the only safe way to guard your portfolio is what? Put a hedge around, like a wall around it, with physical metals. We call that wealth insurance. Now, how much? Depends on the individual, but usually we recommend somewhere between 5 to 10%. Depends on the individual. As the purchasing power of dollar decreases, the impact will trickle down to all investments tied to the value of dollar. So if you'd like to learn more about gold, silver, and other metals, we do have that. That's Red Money. We'll talk about what we do at Legacy Financial Strategies on the next segment. We're going to talk a little bit about Social Security. Where will the U.S. economy go? The harbingers from Venezuela, Japan, and we're also going to talk about Joey JB's speech. You want to stay tuned and hear what I have to say about that. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited. Tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention baby boomers, Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write those websites down again, I'll repeat it. Our main website at Legacy Financial Strategies is leaveAlegacy.com, leave, L-E-A-V-E, alegacy.com. We have, you can spend literally hours on that website. We have on-demand seminars. One is about Social Security. Are you ready to retire? Paycheck for life, a guaranteed income. How to have a tax-free retirement. Women and wealth. Estate planning. Just go click on leavealegacy.com. On-demand seminars are 24 hours a day. Then we have another website for taxes, innovationtaxservice.com. And then the other one's elitetaxreduction.com. So if you have a high net worth, you definitely want to go there because we teamed up with some top tax attorneys and CPAs throughout the country. We do a plan. We work with your CPA. We don't get rid of your CPA. You get the blessing of the CPA, and you only pay if you get the blessing from your CPA and yourself, and we save you money. So if you're paying a lot of taxes and you think taxes are going up, now's the time to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in for a complimentary consultation. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So let's talk about what Joey said in the speech. But before that, Biden, some changes to your retirement, which he didn't talk about in the speech. What does a Biden presidency mean for your retirement plan? President Biden's proposed changes to 401k retirement savings plan would have a major impact on the tax break provided to plan participants. If the plan were to become law, the tax deduction for contributing to a 401k would be replaced with a tax credit. How many people knew that? This change would likely result in higher earners getting less of a tax break on their 401k retirement savings, with low and middle income earnings getting a bigger tax benefit. What does all this mean? If you happen to be one of those higher earners, well, it won't change the fact that higher income earners already are better positioned to save for retirement in the first place. That isn't necessarily a problem when you consider there are other options that higher earners can use instead. Perhaps the biggest concern for some economists is the question of how President Biden's proposals might impact small businesses. That is because it effectively reduces their tax incentive for matching these employee contributions. When we take a closer look at Social Security, Biden's plan aims to help reduce some of the current gaps between Social Security inflow and Social Security outflows, hopefully without putting a tax squeeze on the lower and middle class. Now, as for the changes to Social Security benefits, certain recipients would see their benefits increase under the Biden plan. For example, people who have received benefits for more than 20 years would get a 5% bump, while widows and widowers could receive up to 20% bump per month. In addition, the annual Social Security cost of living adjustment, called COLA, would no longer be measured by the standard CPI index as it is now, but instead by what? Called the CPIE index. That stands for a Consumer Price Index for the Elderly. This index is designed specifically to track inflationary changes that are faced by retirees, which are often greater than those of younger Americans for many different reasons, including the need for more health care. Now, how will his plan affect the financial market? Some people may be wondering if the stock market is unstoppable. I talked about that before. Are we consolidated? Is it going to break to the upside? Or is it going to break to the downside? However, there are some concerns that President Biden's economic plans could be a burden on some businesses. This is because those businesses are also responsible for a proportion of the payroll. It would increase their obligation for higher earning employees. Another concern is the long debated Department of Labor's fiduciary rule, which was originally intended to help protect investors by holding financial planners to the higher standards of accountability. Well, that's a good goal with any type of regulation. Of course, the devil is always in the details, folks, always in the details. In many cases, regulations that are meant to help consumers can end up doing more harm than good because they can put unreasonable limits on the products and services a business can provide. Many felt this was the case with the fiduciary rule approved under President Obama in 2016. That rule was replaced with less restrictive version approved last year. Supporters of the softer regulation say it gives all advisors a bit more latitude to serve the varied needs of their clients. Of course, however, critics say it includes too many provisions and exemptions that would allow some advisors to put their own interests ahead of their clients with no repercussions. Of course, in any case, it's widely expected that a more stringent version of this rule would be put back in place. We'll have to wait and see. Considerations remain around COVID-19 as a threat to the economy. Moreover, many market analysts have said President Biden's stimulus proposal accelerates a market rotation from growth companies to more cyclical ones. So we'll have to see if that's true. Unfortunately, there are risks that come with Biden's stimulus plans. One is that inflation could move higher as demand picks up. I talked about that in the last segment. In a recovery economy, or build as the dollar and debt burden grows. The other concern is the Biden administration would have to raise taxes to pay for the stimulus program. The corporate tax rate, 21%, talking about 28%. So in summary, there are many issues the Biden administration must tackle in the upcoming months. So we'll have to see what's happened. Now, let's talk about his speech, Biden versus the truth. A rebuttal to JB or Joey or Uncle Joey's speech. Joey was just reading. He's just the messenger, folks. Biden says, and listen to this, we inherit a nation in crisis, the worst pandemic in a century, the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, the worst attack of our democracy since the Civil War. Is that an insult to our veterans, our police department, our firemen, our medics, to multitude of people around the country to say that the people lost loved ones, that it's the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War? Did you hear that? Did you watch it? Did you listen? Most people I talk didn't. I actually did. Here's the truth. You inherit a pandemic that had largely run its course. You inherit an economy that had already replaced half the jobs we lost during the plague. In the mob of misfits that stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, armed with Trump banners, they had Antifa people, some Proud Boys, and some other people. Was a bit less of an attack on our democracy than Pearl Harbor. Or how about 9/11 and the Lincoln and Kennedy assassinations? Or how about all the destruction of the cities that go on? There's millions of things that happen through our country that are way worse every single week. Biden also said, after I promised 100 million COVID-19 vaccine shots in 100 days, we will have provided over 220 million COVID shots in 100 days. Well, here's the truth. Trump developed, produced, and got approval for the vaccines. Biden has presided over the full inoculation of only 30% of American adults. I mentioned before, folks, I never took the flu vaccine. I'm not taking this one. But that's what he said. Biden said, we're making one of the largest one-time investments ever improving health care for veterans. Ho, ho, ho. While pumping more money into the VA, Biden still severely limits the ability of vets to get private medical care despite the long lines of VA. Biden also said we are on track to cut child poverty in America in half this year. Well, what's the truth behind that? When President Trump entered office, the poverty rate was 15%. When he left, it was 10%. Biden said the economy created more than 1.3 million new jobs in 100 days. Well, the truth is, under Trump, from May through December of 2020, the economy created 12.1 million new jobs. Biden said throughout our history, public investments and infrastructure have transformed America. Here's the truth. 65% of American infrastructure was privately developed and is still privately owned. And this thing he has proposed is really only 5% that's going toward infrastructure. Biden also said this program would create jobs by building a modern power grid. Our grids are vulnerable to storms, hacks, and catastrophic failures with tragic results, as we saw in Texas elsewhere during winter storms. So there's a lot more. We'll cover it on the next segment, and we'll talk about where the U.S. economy would go. And in the last segment, we're going to talk a little politics, and we're going to talk about what happened when the FBI, raided Mayor Giuliano's office and what they found and what they didn't take. So you want to stay tuned for that. So again, you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E Limited, tax planning, and this is the big one, auto protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. We were talking on the last segment about Biden versus the truth, and we're giving a rebuttal to Biden's speech. So we're going to continue with that, and then I have another article from Horse's Mouth, and he's another doom and gloomer. So I already told you my take on it. So we'll have to see who's right. So getting back to Biden versus the truth. Biden said there's no reason the blades for wind turbines can't be built in our backyard, which is Pittsburgh, instead of Beijing. No reason why Americans can't lead the world in production of electric vehicles and batteries. What's the truth behind that? Well, electric batteries and wind turbines rely on rare earth minerals, while the U.S. had virtual monopoly on these minerals. Now, guess what? It has to import 80% of them from China, because UN regulation put our rare earth mineral mines out of business. Were you aware of that? Biden said, I'm calling on Congress to pass the Protecting the Rights to Organize Act, the PRO Act, and send it to my desk to support it, the right to unionize. Do you remember that? The ones who listened to it. The truth is the PRO Act eliminates the right of workers to vote on whether or not a union should represent them, requires everyone in the workplace to join a union once it's formed, and makes it basically impossible to be self-employed. Did you know that? Biden said, by the way, let's also pass the $15 minimum wage. I think he's going to pay for that out of his own pocket. No, I don't think so. No one should work 40 hours a week and still live below the poverty line, he said. The truth behind what Joey said is the Congressional Budget Office says that raising the minimum wage to $15 will eliminate, you ready for this, folks, 1.4 million jobs by 2025, and the earned income tax credit paid only to those who work full-time has lifted 9 million Americans out of poverty without costing a single job. Biden also said to win the 21st century, we also need to make a once-in-a-generation investments to our families and our children. Truth, money won't solve the problems of our schools. The two jurisdictions that spend the most per pupil are D.C. and New York City. But at D.C. ranks, ready for this, 50th, dead last, in reading scores and 47th in math. New York ranks 36th in reading and 37th in math. Does not work. So I got much more than that. Maybe we'll cover for another day. So let's talk about where will the U.S. economy go? Harbingers from Venezuela, Japan, and China. Now, this is from Horse's Mouth. He says, some readers agree with me and fear a repeat of the economic mistakes of Venezuela, Argentina, Greece, and the like. Others, he said, disagree. This is written by Ronald Surz, S-U-R-Z, from Horse's Mouth. And most see China is the most relevant country because it's striving to overtake the U.S. as the dominant economy. Lessons can be learned from these two countries. So let's discuss this, see what he has to say. Venezuela, riches to rags, has narrowed the great wealth divide. Venezuela once was the richest country due to its oil reserve, believed to be the largest in the world. The economy of Venezuela rose and fell with the price of oil, so the economy struggled when oil prices began dropping in the 1980s. But growth was restored and the economy leveled out, leaving poverty in its wake. Consequently, Venezuelans were happy with capitalism in the 1990s, so they elected who? Hugo Chavez as president in 1998, who launched the Bolivarian Revolution, which performed missions and social programs for the country and is seeded to lift people out of poverty. Socialism worked at first, but ultimately led to money printing. Is that going to head to our country if we adopted those plans? So missions had dark underbelly. In the years that follow his election, Chavez seized individual wealth, including land, companies, put his supporters in positions of power, and gave the military broad control. Unfortunately, control of the oil industry was in competent hands that did not plan for cyclical and oil prices. Consequently, money printing outstripped oil revenues through the time, bringing the debt to GDP, ready for this ratio, above 240% in 2010. 2010, of upcoming election and the global price of oil fell, Chavez announced he was decreasing the value of the bolivar, the nation's currency, in order to monetize the debt. The bolivar was worth more than the U.S. dollar, but dropped after Chavez's decision, then continued to plummet. Hyperinflation, you remember this? 130,000% ensued in 2018 and remains near 10,000 today. Along the way, Venezuelan stock market taught a lesson in 2016 when the Venezuelan stock market performed best in the world, earning 114% versus 13% on the Dow. This event has direct application to the recent U.S. stock market. The curious case of Venezuelan public equities market is a prime example of why it can be misleading to use stock markets as indicators of economic performance. Write that down. Most economists agree the Venezuela economy is in turmoil and there's no end in sight. The real reason behind the market's astronomical rise has little to do with the ebullient investor sentiment, but instead is one of symptoms of the government's inflationary monetary policy. In short, owners of the country's currency protected themselves from currency severe devaluation by exchanging their bolivars for seemingly safer assets, including stocks, with huge volumes of money pouring in the stock market. The wealth divide problem was solved. Venezuela billionaires are penniless today. A stock market rally in 2016 demonstrates how the economic calamity can distort stock prices upward while values are actually falling. U.S. investors shouldn't be fooled by a soaring stock market in the face of pandemic. Politicians shouldn't take credit for illusion. It's actually laughable. So that might be a good time to pause. I don't know if we're heading that direction. I may disagree with that. But here's what you should do is set up a plan. We talk about different color buckets of money, yellow, green, and red money. Yellow money is your emergency money. Checking, savings, money market, credit union. The advantage is very liquid. You can get your hands on it relatively safe. The disadvantage is it's not earning very much. And if it does earn anything, you got to pay tax on it. Then you have red money, where more folks have a lot of money in red money. That's in the stock market. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities, gold, silver. Anything that you can possibly lose your principal is red money. The advantage is you get upside. Disadvantage, you can lose it. There's a place for it. Question is, how much can you afford to lose? Green money, that's long-term CDs, savings bonds. That would be fixed annuities. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. They usually pay a little bit higher than a bank does. Then I call enhanced index annuities, known as FIAs, or fixed index annuities. Out of the over 1,100 are reporting, there's about 40 that over the past 10 years have paid anywhere from 6 to 12% per year with no downside. So zero's your hero. But the other over 1,000 of them didn't pay that well. So everything has pros and cons. You need to do a plan. We talk about the three buckets. Do you have your plan in place? Do you know how much you're going to have? Are you going to have enough money that's predictable besides your Social Security? Do you have another bucket of money that's guaranteed it'll pay you? Do you have such a plan? If you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation, give Legacy Financial Strategy a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leaveallegacy.com, leaveallegacy.com. You want to get your taxes done, check out the website innovationtaxservice.com. If you've got a high net worth, you're paying a lot of taxes, looking to reduce your tax bill substantially, go to the website called EliteTaxReduction.com, EliteTaxReduction.com. When we come back, we're going to talk a little politics here. This is the Legacy Financial Strategy Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write down that toll-free number and you'd like to set up a 5-minute, a 10-minute, 15-minute phone call to see if we're a good fit, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leaveallegacy.com. Leaveallegacy.com or come in for a complimentary consultation. So in this segment, we're going to talk a little politics, then we're going to continue talking about Joey's speech. A couple days ago, federal agents known as the KGB, the FBI, raided Mayor Giuliani's Manhattan home early Wednesday. They do this at 6 a.m. They found a surprisingly cooperative target. The former New York City mayor quickly brought the agents into his study and began sharing his electronic devices with them, helping them fulfill their search and warrant mission. A source close to Giuliani tells Newsmax that one of his agents pointed to a computer hard drive on the former mayor's desk, asking about it. Giuliani responded, "Oh, that's Hunter Biden's hard drive." Giuliani offered to give the hard drive to the agents, telling them it's evidence of the President Biden committing multitude of crimes with his son Hunter. Surprised, the agents reported not only rebuffed the evidence, they didn't even bother to check what was on the hard drive. They might have been just saying that. In a statement released after the raid by Giuliani's attorney, Robert Costello, the lawyer said the refusal to even look at the hard drive demonstrates the political nature of the probe of his client. Keep in mind, the agents could not read the physical hard drive without plugging them in. But they took Mr. Giuliani's word that the hard drives were copies of Hunter Biden's hard drive and did not contain anything pertaining to Mr. Giuliani's statement claim. The reliance on Mr. Giuliani's credibility tells you everything you need to know about the case, Costello added. Reportedly, the federal probe into Giuliani's dealings in Ukraine has been underway for 18 months and is said to focus on whether he registered as a foreign agent and when he advocated for the dismissal of the U.S. ambassador in Kyiv. Giuliani, who was a lawyer to President Donald Trump, has stated repeatedly that he was representing Trump in Ukraine and not foreign interests in Washington. Giuliani and his attorney also insist they have repeatedly offered to cooperate with prosecutors looking into the case. But his attorney, Costello, said the prosecutors have refused to engage with him and his client. Instead, prosecutors of the Southern District of New York sought to use high-profile raid to draw attention to their probe. Costello, that's Giuliani's attorney, claimed that the raid demonstrates how the Justice Department is running shod over the constitutional rights of anyone involved in or legally defending former President Donald J. Trump. It's outrageous that the Trump derangement syndrome has gone so far that hatred has driven this unjustified and unethical attack on the United States attorney and mayor who did more to reduce crime than virtually any other American history, Costello said. Another source close to the former mayor suggested the real target of the federal probe is not Giuliani, but who? Former Trump. For 2 years, Rudy was his personal attorney, knew his whole legal defense in the probes, and also was the point man on all the election stuff, the source said. They used a warrant to get information on Trump. This is about the weaponization of the Justice Department for the political purposes. So what say you? All right, getting back to his speech. You get what you pay for. The president spoke to the nation. This was Thursday. Now we're Friday. Actually, Wednesday he spoke. It's just too few ticks over until Friday morning. The gist of the speech, Team Biden proposed to tax the rich to create workers a paradise. Here's the hill. The American Family Plan calls for a $200 billion program offering universal pre-kindergarten for all 3- and 4-year-olds, $109 billion for tuition-free community college for any American who wants it, $85 billion to increase Pell Grants to benefit low-income and minority students, and more than $4 billion in funding for larger scholarships, certification, and support programs for teachers. The plan would build upon provisions of the American Rescue Plan by extending the Affordable Care Act premiums tax credits indefinitely and make the earned income tax credit expansion for childless workers permanent. It would permanently make the child tax credit fully available to the lowest income families while extending other aspects of the expansion of the credit, such as the increase in credit amount through 2025. The proposal also calls for creation of a national paid family and medical leave. Ready for this number? The $225 billion investment would provide workers up to $4,000 a month if they require leave to care for a new child, care for a serious ill loved one, deal with an illness, or another serious reason. You get what you pay for, economist Milton Friedman used to say. And if these measures pass, there will be a lot more sick people. A lot more sick people, folks. Economically, the whole lot of Democratic programs continue in the direction set by Bush, Obama, and Trump. That is spend, spend, spend. Borrow, borrow, borrow. Print, print, print. Until you go broke. These family schemes come less than a month after the infrastructure proposal was announced. Together, the two programs amount kind of a fiscal genocide with more than $4 trillion in new and unnecessary spending. And these come on the heels of Donald Trump's $2.2 trillion CARES Act, December $900 billion stimulus package, Biden's $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Altogether, that brings the total for the last 13 months. You ready for this number, folks? To $9 trillion, amount that should annihilate any residual solvency in the U.S. as left. But it's more to the story. Match the family spending with Biden's infrastructure proposal and the hidden political agenda comes into focus. It's designed to do what? Reshape U.S. party alignments, giving the Democrats a more permanent grip on power. Since the days of George Wallace, the Democrats have been losing the working class base. The culture message of progressive Democrats, racism, LGBT, secularism, Me Too, have left much of the middle and lower middle classes puzzled and cold. Hillary Clinton made one of the most tone-deaf political blunders in history by referring to these people as deplorables. I am a proud, deplorable redneck. We cling to our Bibles and our guns. Over the years, deplorables have drifted toward the Republicans, who seem to have better ear for their kind of tune. In that respect, at least Donald Trump was a prodigy. His policies and proposals made little sense from a conservative perspective, but when it came to the culture notes, it seemed to have perfect pitch. Yes, dear reader, we have seen that since 1990s. Two parties have switched. Republicans now represent the working class and the hustling small business owning petite. The Democrats are now the party of the grand bourgeois, big business, the rich, the elite, the media, the universities, and the government, including the Pentagon. This information, folks, that I'm reading to you is from Bill Bonner. If you'd like to get a copy of the entire, give us a call, toll-free. If you'd like to set up a 5-10-minute call or come in a complimentary consultation or get anything I talked about, give us a call at Legacy Financial Strategy, toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Folks, the most important decision I'm going to talk about now is not what I was talking about before. That's only temporary. Yes, we're supposed to speak out against evil. Yes, we have a duty. Yes, 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 we're called to be stewards. However, you're going to die, I'm going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? I do another radio show on Sunday morning on WPIC 790 AM from 8:30 to 9 AM. It's called One Way Radio Network. There's only one way to heaven. So when you die, you're going to either spend eternity in heaven or hell. According to Matthew 7, the gate to heaven is narrow. The gate to hell is wide. For two main reasons. There could be other reasons. Pride issue and ignorance. Now, God loves everyone. He wants all. Democrats, independents, Republicans. He wants all to come to repentance. He's a respecter of no persons. The Bible is very clear. It says there's none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short glory of God. Compared to a righteous, holy God, we're filthy rags. A man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27. Then comes the judgment. It's not like taking a vacation. And you say, I won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. So the secret is, James 4:10, you must humble yourself before the Lord. There is no salvation without brokenness. You must ask for forgiveness. That's repentance. Godly forgiveness. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner. I recognize I'm a sinner. I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for me. I accept him as the God, as my Lord and Savior. I believe he has risen from the dead. If you say that, folks, that you are now a believer. You still have old nature, but you're now a believer. You will spend eternity in heaven. That's the most important decision you could make. If you'd like to learn more about that, I have a booklet I'll give you. It's called A Case for Christ by Lee Strobel. There's no charge. We will pay shipping. And let me tell you about where you're going to spend eternity. I have another booklet for you by Randy Elkhorn called Heaven, Biblical Answers to Common Questions. If you'd like to get those, there's no charge. We'll pay shipping. So thanks for tuning in, and we will talk to you next week.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited. Tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Hi, my name is David Gallner with Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group. What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information must know fact you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that is your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com.